Welcome to the Government Contracts Legal Roundup, a podcast focused on important developments facing government contractors and grant recipients. This podcast is put on by the Jenner & Block Government Contracts Practice Group. I'm your host, David Robbins, and it's my pleasure to bring this 2023 year-end podcast to you. We'll keep things moving pretty quickly, but I'd like to talk today about the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2024. It's passed both houses of Congress. It's on its way to the president. It'll be signed shortly. As always, there are a number of provisions of interest to government contractors, and while no short podcast can cover all of them, we're going to try to cover many. So, in no particular order, let's start with foreign purchases. It's probably not a surprise that the NDAA continues to focus on sourcing critical items from U.S. suppliers and/or curtailing acquisitions from certain countries that are either economic, military, or national security risks for the United States. Logistics software features prominently, as do acquisitions from strategic competitors such as China and Russia. Now, cybersecurity. The NDAA went deep into cybersecurity this year, expanding protections for specific high-risk defense and homeland security infrastructure, increases to minimum requirements for test and assessment of the current state of security, and gets more specific about how to understand foreign threats. As for greenhouse gases, this one's a bit of a turnaround. The NDAA effectively prohibits DoD from enforcing a proposed FAR rule requiring contractors to make representations regarding greenhouse gas emissions. Will be interesting to see how commentators take that one forward. Artificial intelligence also made an appearance, with the NDAA getting into that arena, created prizes for technology to identify generative AI content, and provides additional instruction for future development of AI technologies, building on the increasing body of DoD-related AI guidance. We also see another entry in the almost annual cost or pricing data, amendments and changes to deal with the increased costs of legacy parts from now consolidated and sole source suppliers. This year, the NDAA requires acquisition and sustainment to get more granular about what a denial of uncertified cost or pricing data looks like when contractors refuse to provide it, and to start identifying those contractors. There are a variety of other provisions. This is a quick tour through the big sort of top line important provisions, at least in my view. And there's plenty of other guidance out there, and we're happy to talk to any of you in more depth about any of these and any other NDAA provision. So why don't we just close the year? This marks, I think, our third year of doing this podcast. We appreciate your continued listening, your continued thoughts for what we should cover, and we'll keep doing it as long as you like hearing it. So thanks for joining us for the Government Contracts Legal Roundup. If you have any questions or you need any more information, I can be reached at 202-639-6040 or drobbins@jenner.com.